had a time when somebody gives you well-meaning advice, and it's absolutely funny when they sometimes forget that you might have a disability, or they sometimes forget that you can't exactly follow through with that advice. I had an incident where I had a doctor once tell me, as I was running out to catch my bus that just pulled up, she had just prescribed a medication, and I guess she had forgotten to go over the side effects, which she normally does with all her patients, and I don't know. But anyway, as I was running out, she runs out yelling, "Melissa, Melissa, hold on." And I said, "Yeah, what's going on?" And she says, "Be sure to stop taking the medicine if you experience any loss of breath or loss of vision." And she stopped herself and realized, okay, yeah, whoops, that was not a good thing, but oh my God, it was hilariously funny. Well, one of the things that people have recently told me, and these are people that know me and that forget that I'm blind, and I find it kind of funny. I find it humorous. It's amazingly funny. So, one of the things that people have been telling me lately is to say something positive about yourself in front of a mirror. You know, because the whole thing is, I guess you can see yourself in the mirror and you're supposed to say stuff to your reflection as a way of saying it to yourself. I don't need a mirror to do that to me, but I find it kind of funny because the woman who told me, she goes, "I do this every morning and it works all the time. Try saying something about yourself in front of the mirror." Oh. And just her reaction was hilarious enough for me to be like, okay, yeah, no, that's fine. So if I'm standing in front of a mirror and I'm totally blind, this is like blind humor. Only blind people would be able to understand that, I guess. But it's like, how do you see, you know, and yes, we are standing in my bathroom. How do you, like, do you ever stand in front of a mirror? I don't feel like I have to stand in front of a mirror because I can say positive things about myself no matter where I'm at. But apparently, sometimes this is helpful to some people. But I'm standing here in front of a mirror and I don't see a damn thing. I can feel stuff, of course. You know, there's the counter in front of me, and there's the sink, there's the wall, you know. And then in front of me, there's this strange, thin sheet of glass. Such a useless item. Mirror, mirror on the wall. I don't see a damn thing at all. So, if any of you guys are wondering how in the world I did that, well, I'm using Rec Up just to do these basic recordings, and then I'm going to implement them, put them into Backpack Studio. Sure, I could have used Backpack Studio to record, but I prefer using Backpack Studio with mono mics. I think stereo mics, they're really, Backpack Studio is meant for more of a podcast setting, and this is more of an ambient, I guess you would say, because it's binaural. But anyway, so I'm using Rec Up to make these recordings, and I'm going to implement them in a Backpack Studio as part of my actual audio mo. Yeah, you should enjoy it. What kind of creative words do your kids come up to you and say? So, yeah, straight from the mouths of babes, right? Let's get into it. Hello, Audio Mo. How are you doing? I am doing wonderful. I'm actually sitting in the living room and I'm using a mic that I haven't used in a long time because I don't have a decent, well, I do have a stand, but my other mic's using it. So, and I'm just sitting here in the living room with Zappa, giving him some love. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed that little humorous thing where I'm in the bathroom standing right in front of my mirror. So that was kind of fun. I enjoyed it. So hope you guys are doing well. I am just basically kind of taking it one day at a time, just chilling. Yeah, but I really didn't have a whole lot of stuff to say today. And then I was thinking, okay, I've been talking about a lot of serious topics. I want to talk about something funny today because, you know, why not?
And one of the things that I remembered is when kids say the darndest things. So I think this would be a really fun topic for people to add to. Have you ever, or do you know of somebody who ever, in the midst of play or in the midst of something, did you create a word that was the probably the strangest word you've ever heard? Did you create a word like that? I know that I got so mad at somebody and I wasn't supposed to cuss. Of course, when you're a kid, you know, your parents don't allow you to swear. I don't see the point in that anymore because it's like kids swear when they're adults anyway. So it's not like you're teaching your kid not to steal. You know, your kids don't, most of them don't grow up and steal. They grow up and be, you know, honest, good, loving citizens. And, but yet they teach us not to swear. And I would say about 90% of people swear. It's not like one of those things where it's like you teach your kid not to do X, Y, Z and your kid doesn't do it. But swearing is just, it's just part of the territory. So I don't even know why parents freak out. I don't know. Anyway, it's not supposed to be polite, but everybody does it. Some of my college professors do it now. But when you were in the middle of play or something and you got so mad that you had to create a word to come up with something, I guess the family's best example of the words, a word created on the spot, straight from the mouths of babes, right? You know, it created right on the spot. My brother, he was about maybe 3 or so. He was still really young. And he was playing with my sister and somebody else, and I was there. And my brother, he got so mad, I don't remember what happened. But all I remember is my brother got so mad, and he said, it was more like a phrase, but he got so mad, and he said, "You be in the pine pine." And that has stuck in the family. My grandpa still says, "Be in the pine pine." I don't know why. It's just stuck with him. He says he's always wanted a t-shirt that says "Be in the pine pine." Have you ever created a word, or do you know of somebody who created a word or phrase that was just so funny and so unique and so clever, cleverly done? You know, especially when it's to avoid swearing so mom and dad don't get mad at you. Have you ever done something? I know one time I did the waffle wrangler. I got so mad at somebody, I called them a waffle wrangler. So have anybody created a word or a phrase that was just so unheard of? And no one has probably said something like that until you came along and said it. I'd like to know. So give me your answer. And this has to, this can only work if you were a child when this happened, because I think the kids say the funniest things. You know, because, you know, grown-ups, they can just get mad at somebody and, you know, F you and blah, blah, blah. And they can swear at somebody. But when you're a kid and you're afraid you're going to get in trouble, what kind of swear words did you invent? Did you invent a swear word? Or did you get so angry at something that you weren't even intending to invent a swear word? You were just like, you know, and you got really angry. I think that's a really funny one. So look forward to hearing you guys. I want to hear some really well invented swear words. I don't know about you guys, but I think that sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, well, that is going to do it for me today. I'm just enjoying the day and hope that everyone's having a great day. Alrighty, I will be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone, and give me some of those awesome words and phrases. Let's make everyone laugh. Take care. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.